Agenda item number 13, it's a public hearing pertaining to the taking of striped bass to lower the 2017 coastal commercial quota. Alex? Thank you very much.
Here, I'm going to grab one more.
Good afternoon, Commissioner and Commission members. My name is Alex Aspinwall, and this is a public hearing to make amendments to Chapter 4, BAC 20-252-10, pertaining to the taking of striped bass to lower the 2017 Coastal Area Commercial Fishery striped bass quota. Atlantic striped bass are managed through Amendment 6 to the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission Interstate Fisheries Management Plan. In response to a benchmark stock assessment, ASMFC approved Addendum 4 in 2014. This required coastal states to implement a 25% reduction from their 2013 levels and also a 20.5% reduction from the Chesapeake Bay states or jurisdiction. In 2016, the coastal area commercial striped bass quota in Virginia was reduced from their 2013 levels of 184,853 pounds to 138,640 pounds. During the 2016 commercial season, there was an administrative error found by staff in which 141,139 pounds, this is approximately 2,499 pounds over quota, was distributed to the coastal area commercial striped bass fishery. Addendum 4 states that in the event that a state or a jurisdiction would exceed its quota, the amount in excess of its annual quota will be deducted from the state's allowable quota in the following year. And in order to correct this overage, Virginia is required by the ASMFC to set the 2017 coastal area commercial striped bass quota at 136,141 pounds. In the draft regulation, staff is proposing to replace the 138,640 pounds with 136,141 pounds. Staff recommends the Commission adopt the quota for 2017 as 136,141 pounds and approve amendments to Chapter 4 of BAC 20-252-10 pertaining to the taking of striped bass to lower the 2017 coastal area commercial fishery striped bass quota. Staff did receive one public comment on January 23rd, 2017.
Any questions from the commission?
Just one
Mr.
question.
Neal.
We are required, I guess, through ASMFC to make up the overage, correct? I mean, we have to do this some way or another.
Yes, that is correct.
Any other questions?
This letter I just read, is this a correct statement? This entire overages was based on one faulty transfer? This 2,400 pounds is what he's talking about here.
Yes.
Yes.
That's correct?
Yes, that's correct.
Whew. And I guess it's a legal thing. So there's not a way of getting that back from who gained the extra.
Getting it back, no.
I mean, not penalizing the one individual who got too much kind of thing.
I don't think so, no.
Okay. And I'm out of questions.
Let me ask you a question.
Mr. Packard.
On the Eastern Shore, I do hear a lot about people who believe that people are taking striped bass are going way over their limits. Do you think this in any way, this letter that we're getting, there's some tie-in with people who are not keeping track of the limits because they really don't have to?
I'm not familiar with that. I haven't heard anything.
Mr. France.
How many pounds does this average per coastal fisherman?
It varies from harvester to harvester. It's on average about 68 pounds in a reduction per harvester, which is this is the coastal stock that we're talking about. This is around two, maybe three fish per harvester.
one really good one. The one I want to catch.
Any other questions from the commission?
No, sir.
It's a public hearing. Is there anybody in the audience who wishes to be heard on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed, and the matter is before the commission for discussion and action.
Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion by Mr. Neal.
Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any discussion? Call the question. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any noes? Chair votes aye as well. Motion passes unanimously.